This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. Well, everyone's talking about the COVID-19 virus and staying in place and quarantines and everyone's at home. And what happens? Well, did you know that you can get a disease, an insidious disease that you can catch from your couch? Well, we're going to talk about it today with a business expert that I think you'll be impressed with. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so happy to be able to interview Michael Sipe, who has a very, very impressive resume as a business leader. He's an investment banker. He leads some groups of CEOs. He wrote a number one best-selling book called Avada Principle, and he has his own podcast. So I'm talking to him today in Central Oregon. I'm, of course, in Florida. And we're going to talk about staying home. And he's written this interesting article that we're going to run on Charisma News about what happens when you just sit around. So, Michael, welcome to my podcast, and kind of explain to me and my listeners this insight that you have about this disease that you can catch from your couch.
Thanks, Stephen. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. And it's a disease that all of us are susceptible to. Probably the most articles come out of the author's own failings. And this is probably no different, in that in the circumstances we're in right now, where the government in many cases has told us, hey, you have to stay home, we find ourselves susceptible to doing way too much thinking. And unfortunately, it's not always really positive thinking.
In fact, Zig Ziglar used to call it stinking thinking, didn't he?
Absolutely. And I got taught that phrase many years ago by one of my first sales managers. And then my grandmother used to tell me, idle hands are the devil's workshop and idle lips are his mouthpiece. And so one of the challenges that we have when we're in this kind of state of enforced idleness, or at least not knowing exactly what to do because we've been just told to stay home and lost our regular routine, the danger of stinking thinking is very, very real.
And so how can people, what can they do to guard themselves or guard their minds from this?
Well, I think the first thing is that we need to just be careful what we read and what we listen to and what we watch, because input equals output. And so if I listen to all kinds of negative interviews, things like that are on TV or on the radio or on Facebook or social media, if I deluge myself with that, basically that contaminates my mind. And then if I get on the phone and I start talking to my friends, and they're all down and grumpy and negative, then that's going to impact me as well. And so we really have to control the input. And that takes some discipline. It's hard enough on a regular basis, but when we have more time to listen to things, and when we're really obviously interested in what's going on, we just have to be really careful how much of that negativity that we're allowing in.
And as a Christian, of course, you're aware of the importance of words and guarding your mouth. And of course, you've been doing this for many years. This isn't something you came up with COVID-19, but you've just, I guess, seeing it from a different point of view. Is that right?
Sure. So the antidote for guarding your mind is basically infusing ourselves with, for Christians, the Word of God, and then surrounding ourselves with those who are also infusing themselves with the Word of God, so that we have conversations that are righteous and holy and good and right. And that also leads into what you were talking about, the idea of bitter words. And in the Bible, James talks about how you can't have two kinds of water coming out of the same stream. So you can't have both fresh water and salt water coming out of a stream. It's one or the other, or the reality is that the salt water contaminates the fresh water. And the same thing holds true for our speech. So we have to guard our speech, because we could have salt water spewing out of our mouth, and then that contaminates all around us.
Well, that's interesting. And of course, that's why I wanted to do a podcast, because I know a lot of people are dealing with this. What you're describing is not really my experience, because I'm busier than ever. I just finished a new book yesterday, and that has occupied me night and day. But I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago, which people can look up on the Charisma Podcast Network, about Sir Isaac Newton. You know, they had a pandemic in 1665, He was at Cambridge. Cambridge classes were closed, if I remember correctly, for 2 years. And it was during that period that he discovered the law of gravity, that he developed calculus, that he developed some of the sciences having to do with the solar system. I mean, I knew that he was brilliant. I did not personally know that they had a pandemic back then that kind of shut everything down. It may have been associated with the bubonic plague. I talked to some expert who was telling us all about it, and I just thought, you know, how interesting. I mean, he obviously used that time alone because he was, I guess, had to stay in his house. And so that's actually a very positive way. But most people don't do that. Most of us, of course, really, none of us are Sir Isaac Newton. You know, none of us are really that brilliant, but we're all capable of doing more than we could. And just speak to that for a minute.
Oh, sure. I believe that many great things are going to come out of the current challenge. You know, it's just like when you go to the gym, you only build strength when you have resistance, when you have something to push against. And all innovation comes out of constraint. And so if we use this time positively and we look at it as an opportunity to innovate, everyone, while we might not be Sir Isaac Newton, we all have access. And certainly as believers, we have access to infinite wisdom and we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we have tremendous opportunities for innovation if we shift our thinking from just being absorbed in, you know, how bad things are and how long is it going to be and, you know, what's our economy going to be like and all of that nonsense. If we shift our thinking from that to, you know, what can I do rather than what can't I do? What can I do and how can I innovate? How can I move forward? There'll be tremendous opportunities for everyone, no matter whether they're employed or whether they have a business or whether they're a pastor or lead a nonprofit. This opportunity to be able to innovate is extraordinary if we'll take advantage of it.
Well, I like to do things with the podcast that really help people. And I think that sometimes just these common day-to-day kind of things that get people thinking, or hopefully it'll, if you're in a rut like that, it'll get you out of the rut. I just think this is so important, and I encourage you to share this with other people who maybe haven't heard of Michael Sipe or haven't read his book, or when we do the newsletter on Charisma News, send it out. That's very, very helpful, and I'm just so impressed with you. I'd like to get to know you a little bit better, and I want to invite you back onto my podcast another time, but before we close, let me give you the last word.
Well, I think one of the biggest antidotes that we have for the insidious couch disease is to figure out how we can serve one another. And of course, that tracks with the instructions in Scripture. But really, one of the best ways to get our thinking off of ourselves is to focus on someone else and to figure out how we can be helpful in sometimes just in the smallest of ways. Doesn't have to necessarily be earth-shaking or newsworthy. It's just taking care of others and helping others. And that's a default action that all of us have, no matter what, and is the best way of all to inoculate ourselves against the couch disease.
Very well said. Tell people how they can stay in touch with you or perhaps find out about your book or other ways to connect.
Probably the easiest way is just my website, which is 10xgroups.com. That's the number 10xgroups.com. And that has some information on the book and also how to get in touch with me and the licensing program that we have for facilitators for 10X CEO and entrepreneur groups. And that's probably the easiest way, 10xgroups.com.
That's great. And I just appreciate so much you taking time from your busy schedule to talk to me about how this insidious disease that you can catch from your couch is actually worse than COVID-19. And I certainly learned a lot, and I hope my listeners learned a lot. Thank you for tuning in today to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.